Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Comments galore on social media this week about the big items on our charts from Talkers Magazine, and that's the object of affection this next hour. The DJV program presents an overview of the hot hits, if we are using some of the language of the earlier days in my career. We are playing the hits, if you will. The hot, there used to be at the end of the year the Hot 100 songs, and we do the top 10 stories every week, actually. I like the countdown on the music stations, every format, country and AC. All the music stations have these countdowns every weekend. Started with Casey Kasem. Matter of fact, ladies, I can remember having a conversation on the air with Casey Kasem about his, when we were talking about the, obviously, the American Top 40 show that he did. And then he found out that I was doing a knockoff on News Talk. And he sort of laughed about it. He said, what did he say? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And so he congratulated me on having, I think at the time we had like 300 stations that were doing the countdown. And this was back in the late 80s, maybe early 90s, somewhere in there. So it was kind of, it was fun to have that acknowledgement. But basically, that's the story. Every week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, is able to construct a list that has the top 10 items on it from news talk stations around the country that they monitor, the hosts, the programs themselves, and the stations, so that we come up with this list, or they do, and then we talk about it on the air here in sort of an ancillary fashion. It's an accompanying hour to Michael Harrison going through all of these stories and people lists. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So it's become quite a tradition, and I thought it was a good idea to bring the DJVers into this. So Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and new to our list of participants is Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of social media on the DJV program, among many other things. So, ladies, I might say to you, as you look at this list, Victoria, I'm going to start with you. As you look at this list, is there anything here that comes up to the equivalency of the number one story this week, which is obviously what went on in the Capitol? Is there anything here that, I mean, it seems that we've been overwhelmed with a focus on this since the attack took place, but are there other things on here that we ought to be spending some time on that have been lost? You were saying, I think, in a couple of different circumstances on the air, well, this didn't get talked about this week, or right. That didn't get talked about this week.
Much did, yeah.
No.
Anybody who had a bad PR week, looking at you, Hilaria Baldwin, this was a great week for you, because no one's talking about you anymore. I think number three, the Georgia runoff election, right before the attack on the Capitol, that was definitely the biggest story. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's still more to that story. When are they getting sworn in? When are those results certified yet? There are a lot of questions that I have that, you know, we just haven't had time to look into anything because everything's just been all consuming with the attack on the Capitol. But mm-hmm. I would think that's probably a very close 1A.
Right.
I think even that phone call that Trump made to the Georgia election official, that was a big deal, and there are people, I guess, looking into that to see if that was illegal or whatever. But I still think that the attack is the proper number one, and I think the Georgia runoff should be two.
Certainly, there were a lot of buttons pushed this week by the president. I always almost call him the former president, because in my mind he kind of is. Jennifer, do you want to take a shot at picking something in there that may, in your mind, have deserved more talk, more coverage, more thought, but we were all overwhelmed by the attack?
I think obviously the bulk of the energy in all of our rooms went to that. But I think, yes, the Georgia race is a big story. But for me, the most important, and maybe I think you could even argue more important issue than even the attack on the Capitol, is what is number nine on the list, which is social media and the First Amendment. I think it is completely under attack. I think a lot of people have
not been... The First Amendment or social media?
Well, I think social media is attacking the First Amendment in this mm-hmm. country. I think that it goes hand in hand for a reason on the list. What I think is ridiculous, again, whether you blame Trump, you hate Trump, they took down the video calling for his protester, the people who were out there, to go home because they said he was inciting violence by saying to people, go home. And I think we are in a really dangerous position where we just shut people down that we don't like on social media. I think it is wrong. I know it's their right as a private business, but they're in a gray area. They're acting somewhere between a utility and a private company. And because of that, they have certain responsibilities that are being violated. I had several friends yesterday, and me included, who lost lots of Twitter followers because of the contents of our tweets. Thousands of Twitter followers just poof, vanished over the course of the day yesterday. And so I really take issue with people calling for unity when only one group is allowed to talk. And I don't think it's ever going to be capable.
Well,
I don't think we'll ever be capable of reaching that if we continue down this path. You know, we live in a country where we are supposed to be able to sit at tables with people that we don't agree with. That's what I take pride on, that we try to do here every single day on the Countdown, on the DJV show. We try to have various opinions. And you know what? I hate when they get too hot because I feel like no one's listening if we're not talking to each other. And by shutting people down and living in an echo chamber with one school of thought, we're never going to accomplish anything. And so I think that should actually be a lot higher than number 9 on the list, because I think it really matters once this is all in the past.
Well, I think that you've hit a nerve here, and it's worth, because radio, talk radio especially, is part of this. And I feel sometimes like we are shouted down if we're in the middle or on the other side by people who want to, the overwhelming force on talk radio is from the right. There certainly are on television opportunities and elsewhere. Certainly the print media is overwhelmingly pushed to the left. So when do we get to, and the social media giants, that is Google and Facebook and I guess, you know, Instagram and Twitter, as they all fit in there, but they're all controlled. Isn't Facebook the controlling interest in Instagram? Don't they own it?
They own it,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you got no variety. What's been the discussion for many years for me is consolidation and ownership of media, whether it be radio, television, print, magazines, and now with the new world media of media, that is the social media, we have this thing called the First Amendment. We have this thing called freedom of speech. I don't give a damn whether you like what I say or not. I have a right to say it. I have a right to say anything as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. And if it does harm somebody else, they have the right to come after me and sue me if they want to. That's the protection. As far as these arrogant people, I was going to use another term, who run, especially, I find Zuckerberg to be reprehensible. I find him to be just...
He's always been a douche. Just watch the movie. Well, I totally agree with Jen on this one, though. You know, Mark...
Now, by the way, Armie Hammer played the twins...
The Winklevi, yeah.
Right, exactly. We're trying to get their due. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, I agree with Jen on this, and I think for far too long, especially Facebook, especially Mark Zuckerberg, he has just been skating through the gray area. Jen's right. It's part utility, it's part private company, but it's just, I think that we need to move forward and identify, okay, what exactly is social media? And
who's going
right
to do
now,
that? Who's going to do that?
There are a lot of calls for, you know, for laws to be made. There are calls. There have been a million different reviews, you know, panels reviewing.
Take out Section 230. That was one of the big sticking
points.
What's
that? What's Section 230?
Section 230 provides these protections for social media companies to operate kind of as they are. And so they want to review that. They haven't even decided. No one's really even come out. Republicans or Democrats have not really come out on one side or the other.
I think Joe Biden wants to get rid of it. Section
well, so does, and by the way, so does Trump and McConnell. So if that's true, well, then maybe we find something bipartisan that we can move forward on early. But I think what they want to do is review it more than anything else to see how it should be applied. And I think that's fair. It's moderate. And, you know, I didn't know that Biden was for it. So, hey, if Biden, McConnell, and Trump are all on the same page on anything, like, why not actually make this a priority?
Yep.
All right. There is, I think, I want to get Jay's point of view on this in a matter of moments. We'll pause for a moment here in our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits and news talk radio for this past week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence in the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2-4-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Hi, meanwhile, back in the ranch here on the Talk Radio Review, the charts for the week of January 4th to the 8th. According to Talkers Magazine, Jay Kirshner is with us for the first time this week, a new member of our DJV clan. She's in charge of social media to begin with. So what about the things that Victoria and Jennifer have said regarding social media and its impact? What's your view?
Yeah, well, I mean, I find it so interesting. I know that social media, the different platforms, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook and Instagram, you know, Facebook owning Instagram, they have their policies, and they are very strict on different guidelines. No violence type of posting, no bullying behavior. But at the same time, it's like they pick and choose when and who they want to enforce that on.
Mm-hmm.
And
very handy,
well, I'm very anti-bullying. I'm very against bullying. But at the same time, you can't really control that. That's still a freedom of speech in a way, and there is a difference of somebody stating their opinion that's not bullying, but because somebody disagrees with it, they take it as bullying, and then they'll flag that handle, and then Twitter automatically, you know, suspends that handle for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think and that it's broken.
Yeah, and the fact that they suspended the account, the Twitter account that the president had this week, how'd that settle with people on social media, reflection on that? You must have seen a lot of comments.
I did. I saw a lot of people saying it's about time, what took so long, and that, you know, it's kind of like, well, for what they're saying about why they did it, okay, well, yeah, what took so long. But then I'm seeing other people saying, hey, wait a second, I started my day seeing with what Trump tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
So people are kind of missing it. Like, wait a second, we want him to go away, but he's still entertaining for us.
21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review for this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all part of the DJV morning program, or actually it airs all around the clock, all around the country, and all around the world. So you may be listening in the morning, other people may be listening in the afternoon, some people listen in the evening. Good for you. We're here to talk about the stories that basically are deemed important by Talkers Magazine. And I want to stick with this business of the First Amendment or what's going on in media, news media, because Jennifer just brought up something that was in the New York Times this week, blaming talk radio for all this. What about that?
You know what? And it might have actually been seen in politics. There are two articles, and I will find it and double check the source. But there was a mainstream media article that came out that said talk radio is to blame for the people who breached the Capitol. And I would vote for President Trump again today. I support him. I do not support the people who broke in to the Capitol. I never have. I've never supported any violence. I support peaceful protests like I did last summer. I support Americans' rights to protest whatever they think is wrong with the system to try to make the change that they desire. I do not support the violence. But there was a huge article about how talk radio, and it was a broad article. I'll actually send it to Jay so that we can post it up on social media because I think it's important, that talk radio is to blame for inciting violence. Give me a break. When I say we should stand up and fight, we should stand up and fight for what's right. We should get involved with local politics. We should not, if it needs to be said, break into Nancy Pelosi's office and sit at her desk. I don't think that that needs to be said, but that's if it does, there it is. I don't understand why we have to shut people down instead of welcoming various opinions. And truly, one of the concerns that I have over the next 4 years is how talk radio survives through this, because is there going to be a hit list of going after people that they deem to be terrorists?
No. It didn't happen when Obama was president.
It did. They wired James Rosen. They were recording his phone calls with his parents because he worked for Fox News. It absolutely did. The conservative
media talking about
was targeted radio under that administration.
He was a television guy, not a radio guy. If we want to take television, Trump is certainly, I mean, Fox is, and actually that's an interesting anecdotal overview of what may happen, because Trump is more than likely to be very involved in some media chain, whether it's his own that he creates with his family running it, or whether he becomes part of something like Newsmax and does a daily show or something. I mean, the guy, if you look at the history of our past two presidents or three, George Bush hasn't done it because he was never much in the media anyway, but the Clintons became very involved in media and personal appearances, that sort of thing. The Obamas have done the same thing. The Obamas are worth $160, $170 million now, 3 or 4 years after getting out, because of what they've been able to create in the media. And pretty much you can say the same for the Clintons, except they're worth about $220 million. And they didn't have a penny to rub together. Neither one of them did when they went into the White House. So there's that sort of that element. And Trump will be no stranger to that because he understands how the media works. Go back and look at The Apprentice and how handily he ran that. Really, like, you know, it was kind of an, it was one of those things. Whenever The Apprentice was on, it was like watching 60 Minutes. It was appointment TV. Okay, The Apprentice is on. I want to go see who Trump's going to fire. Well, that's the same kind of thing that's going to be recreated, whether you like it or you don't like it, or maybe there'll be more people who, because of his being the president and the love affair that some people have had with him in the past 4 years, no matter what he does, it'll attract attention. And therefore, it will attract advertising dollars, big dollars, and he's going to make a lot of money. And that's just the way the system kind of works. You can be sure, as Mitt Romney said any number of times after the election, he's not going to go quietly, and he's not going to be quiet, as there is, you know, I mean, the traditional thing has been when Bush went out of office and Obama came in, there was never a word. He didn't say anything about what was going on with Obama. The old presidents don't do that, but you can be sure Trump will, I think. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, at this time of year, one of the questions I'm most frequently asked is, does my pet need to wear a coat when she goes outside? Many people assume that since she has a coat of her own, the coat given to her by Mother Nature, your dog doesn't need to wear a coat or a sweater. This assumption is erroneous, since your dog's coat has been fooled by modern technology. You see, she's living in an environmentally controlled climate with the luxury of indoor heating, which fools Mother Nature. When animals live outdoors, their coats and their bodies have an opportunity to gradually adjust to the colder temperatures as the summer turns to fall and the fall turns to winter. The gradual change of seasons allows the body to assimilate and the coat grows much thicker. But when the pet lives indoors with an average temperature of 68 to 70 degrees, her coat just doesn't grow in the way it needs to offer her full protection. So here's my rule of thumb. When you go outdoors and you need a coat, probably your pet needs one too. I know you don't want to look foolish with your dog in a jacket, but it will make the dog more comfortable and happier. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Again, the needs of the average American is put on the back burner in Washington, D.C., as lawmakers would rather discuss impeachment of a president leaving office in 9 days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will be moving forward with a resolution to impeach President Trump, calling the president an imminent threat to both the U.S. Constitution and democracy. Merced County Sheriff's Office in California says 6 inmates have escaped from Merced County downtown jail. It was just before midnight Saturday night. 6 inmates were missing from their cell. A preliminary investigation has determined that the inmates were able to gain access to the roof of the facility and utilize a homemade rope to scale down the side of the jail. Merced, California is east of San Jose in Central California. Nancy Bush Ellis, sister of President George H.W. Bush and the aunt of President George W. Bush, died Sunday in her home in Concord, Massachusetts, due to complications related to COVID-19. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As political censorship continues to be the new normal at big tech giants like Twitter, Google, and Facebook, it appears destroying new competition in the social media market is the next big thing. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now, the number two most downloaded free app in both Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store is an app called Parlor. That's Parler with an O, not an E, and has been around for about a decade. There's no reason this app should be getting such a big bump right now in the first week of January 2021, but of course we likely have confused people downloading it because they think it's Parler with an E. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now 34 after the hour, as we continue another half hour of a review of what's going on News Talk Radio this past week, courtesy of the DJ Beers, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn presenting Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner with thoughts on these top 10 stories. The people list this week pretty much goes with the story. I actually haven't gone through them all. Let's do it quickly. Number 10 on the people list are people that have been nominated for various positions, I think, in the Biden administration. Number 9, Merrick Garland, who's been nominated, for Attorney General, right? Isn't
yes.
that...
The rumor, that he will...
Yeah.
Oh, no, he made it official. Yes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tony Fauci, the doctor.
I don't know news this week.
Is 8. No, I know.
It's like one story.
The people involved in the runoff in Georgia, number 7, Brad Raffensperger. And I must admit that I'm not familiar with that. Why am I out
to
lunch?
Georgia Secretary of State?
Yeah.
Is he?
He's the guy in Georgia. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mike Pence, number 5. I think he belongs further up on the list, frankly, because he could hold the keys to the kingdom for the next couple of weeks, or at least until Inauguration Day, depending on who you want to listen to. I know. Well, but, you know, with the,
it's a lot of pomp and circumstance and politics. Is what that
yes.
Is.
Josh Hawley is 4. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, along with Chuck Schumer, who is another old fossil and get to replace the old fossil McConnell when things change.
The fossil swamp.
The fossils, yeah, exactly. Although, my God. Joe Biden is number 2 and Donald Trump number 1. I wonder how that's going to change when Biden becomes president, because Trump is not going to, as I said a few minutes ago, not going away. I don't think you can count on that. Number 10 on the story list is a focus on the Breonna Taylor police firing and race relations in general. Nobody said really boo about that this week, I don't think. Really, I think we talked a little about it on the DJ.
Taking a program. Big breath? The guy, the attorney, the district attorney in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who they boarded up buildings and they were waiting for the worst, and then the worst happened instead in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Number 9 on the list of top stories this week from Talkers, social media, the First Amendment. We've been talking about that. Relations with Russia and Iran and China, the next couple on the list here. Biden and his administration, he's putting together number 6, the economy number 5, number 4 is the COVID. I want to spend some time on the economy and COVID as well, because the two of them, I think, go hand in hand. The economy is, some would say it's in shambles because a lot of people in the middle class and lower classes are running out of money. They don't seem to be able to find jobs. And the business of what the government is supposed to be doing, what was going to do. I mean, I'm not even sure I understand whether we do have. I was looking at one of my farm sites. For those of you who follow me regularly, you know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so I was looking here at my weekly sort of newsletter from the Farm Bureau, and in it is sort of a suggestion that farmers take note of what's in the new COVID-19 relief package for agriculture. I'm not even, the thing was signed, right? And that's where the $600 came from that was sent to some people. But the rest of it I haven't seen. Is there really a stimulus package? That's what people are asking because they're so confused. Well, is it $2,000? Is it $600? And what did it do to the rest of the package? Is there really...
It was a big topic of conversation. The stimulus package was attached to the government spending bill, which is $1.4 trillion. Mm-hmm. The coronavirus stimulus bill was $900 million. And, a lot of pet projects. Again, we sent $45 million to the Kennedy Center after they already received $25 million the first time around. You had a lot of money in there for things like counting fish in Mexico, different things. In fact, when Trump made the comment about going up to $2,000, he said, we need to take out X, Y, and Z because this is just ridiculous. I mean, why are we paying to count a certain fish in Mexican waters? Yeah. I don't think... What is that about? So why not give more money to the people and less money funding Pakistani gender studies, which was also in this? I mean, it doesn't... What are we doing funding whether we're men or women in Pakistan? Why is that an American interest? And...
The pork and these things and special interests
people who have been suffering.
Is asinine. It's incredible. It's more than asinine. It's downright, it seems unreasonable and it ought to be illegal. Do we have a paycheck protection program? My bank doesn't know how this is supposed to work. Yeah, well, who's applying for it? Did you apply with your business?
No, because you're supposed, number one, they're doing a lot of racial equity things. So I don't even know, because we're a male Caucasian owned business, how we would even apply for that, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, you have to show, it's going to be a lot harder to apply this time around, where you have to show your sales were down over the last 4 months. And this I actually agree with. I think it has to, your sales have had to drop 35%, not year to date, but I think within the time of COVID. So there's a lot more paperwork to this, but there is new funding. There is new funding in PPP. So if you meet the standards, then you can get on the list for the funds.
Mm-hmm. But the criteria is a lot standards. More. That's the thing. Who knows what the standards are? I'm just having this conversation to benefit the small business people that need the help and don't really know where to turn because it's so confusing. I think that's basically the bottom line. Number 4... the focus, it seems like COVID certainly hasn't gone away. That still is a big problem, but we haven't talked much about that either this week because of all the other things that are distracting us. Who's dying from it? Did the guy from the deadliest catch, did he die from COVID? Or did he just...
No, from cocaine.
Drugs? Oh, okay, yeah. All right. No. That'll do it. So what are we, in terms of COVID-19, do you know where you stand, all three of you? Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, when do you get your shots? Do you know, does the average person, the people that you know who your friends and relatives, do they know when they're getting their shots?
Well, we don't have an exact date because we don't know when all the doses are going to arrive. I mean, I'm in New Jersey and things are as well organized as they can be at the moment. We don't have an exact date. We are registered. We know that we're, you know, what group we're in, but beyond that, it really just depends. They did. Most states only got, I think it was like 40% of the doses that they were initially told they would receive. So that's coming from, that's
Why
on the
that?
Federal end, because that's coming from the top. So I don't know.
Okay. So where is this stuff, however, that's been produced? If we only are getting this 40% that's been distributed, where's
right.
the 60% that hasn't been distributed? Is somebody, I mean, are we getting an answer to that question? Who's asking?
Well, they didn't. I don't think they bought the number of doses that they should have. I think that's really where it
And why is it, by the way, up to the federal government to buy the doses? Why can't the state do it, or
because
why can't private industry do it? If I want to get you guys
because
vaccinated...
Because the government has contracts. Because the government had contracts. This was part of Operation Warp Speed. And I think this does need to come from the top, because we had... chaotic. I mean, at least in the state that I'm in, I feel like, you know, our governor is on top of it.
Have competent management in your state.
How about in California? Because
California's a mess.
Yeah. California has a lot of doses, and here's the problem. So the healthcare workers and nursing home people were supposed to get it first. Well, the problem is that a lot of healthcare workers don't want it. They don't trust it. They don't want to get it. They don't get any vaccine. And so now you have a lot of doses that are just hanging out and no arms to put them in. So there's an issue in California where we actually have more vaccines than we do arms to put them in, yet they haven't extended them to other people who might want them.
Well,
that's
I know my family that's out there, my son and my daughter, want to get it, and they don't know how to get it. They don't know where they're on the list.
No,
I didn't know.
They sent out a big alert yesterday or this week on our Citizen app that said, here, find out where you are on the COVID chart. Good luck. I tried to hit it. It says everything else is being discussed right now. Join the public forum. The only thing they have lined up is healthcare workers that don't want it, by and large, and old people. I don't know how that's actually even being rolled out, institutional settings.
Jeez, I'm glad I live in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's why the governor's getting recalled.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah. He ought to be recalled. He's sent to the showers. There are a lot of mayors and stuff. There are a lot of recalls going on as people are waking up to how bad. But your choices and how it all, it's all rigged. And that's really a problem that needs to be. We have so many problems that have got to be adjusted. Hopefully people are not going to just run away screaming, saying, I can't take it anymore. 43 after the hour, more coming up. The charts this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the 6th generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology, and not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming in vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, back to a focus on what's going on this week in News Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Stephanie. I don't know, Jay, I've given you as much time. There must be a lot of stuff in social media on the attack. You know, that seems to be the whole business of social media. Yes,
oh,
we were
yeah.
talking about
I
that,
mean,
but what about what's on what's being said about the attack?
It's everywhere. I mean, that definitely is still the biggest topic. And for so many reasons, many people are calling for the insurrectionists to be brought to justice. There's a continued question as to why wasn't there more security when it's been known for days there would be protests. Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of comparisons regarding police response during the pro-Trump Capitol mob versus Black Lives Matter protests.
What kind of
comparisons?
That's
been the big conversations. What was that, Doug?
What kind of comparisons are being made?
A lot of people are saying that the Black Lives Matter protests weren't as violent as the pro-Trump Capitol mob, but there were more police before anything even started. There were less police. There are videos that appear to seem like police opened
Where are
the
those
gates
comments
the
coming
pro-Trump
from? Can you tell us sort of where? I'm not sure. I think that's a legitimate. I mean, anybody's comments are legitimate because of what they feel about it, but I don't
know.
Yeah,
it's like one of those perceptions. And then one of my things, and this is a personal opinion, but I feel like so many people don't do their own research. They just see what somebody else posted and they regurgitate it. I've seen the video that everybody is saying regarding the pro-Trump Capitol mob that police opened the gate. And if you look closely, it doesn't look like any of the police officers touched that gate. It looked like the people moved
Pushed
the gate
it.
Themselves.
Yeah.
And they were so minimal, the police officers were minimal compared to the crowd, that mm-hmm. for their own safety, they had to kind of retreat anyway.
Mm. Well, that for their own safety, that's pretty bogus. So what the hell are they there for if they aren't prepared to stand up to a mob like that? That's that whole business.
And that's one of the conversations that they weren't prepared. There should have been more people.
I mean, if it's back to everything. Look at all of the things in this list this week that have to do with government incompetence. In the bottom line, you know, handling of Breonna Taylor, the police fire, that's local incompetence. The runoff election, regional incompetence. The attack on the Capitol, I mean, think about the other countries in the world and what they're saying about our country, whether you think that's important or not. It has some relevance. So, all right, ladies, thank you for the input. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay here with Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, it's Tech Talk time. A review for those of you who have maybe not paid attention this week to things like consumerism and technology.
There's other things happening.
A few other things going on.
Right.
But as usual, we thought you'd like to have the top five items that have been followed by Victoria Keelan here. So we'll go from number five to number one, starting with an IKEA story.
Yeah. So one of the hottest gifts that happened this past Christmas and holiday season were gaming stations. And they flew off the shelves to the point where people on social media were unboxing Christmas gifts and showing that they basically got an empty box where a PlayStation would have been or where an Xbox would be. It's all on back order. And so IKEA now realizes people are they're doing up their homes, they're doing DIY stuff in the house or in their apartments, and so these gaming systems need to fit into the new furniture. And so if you go into an IKEA store, it's very helpful. They now have life-size replicas of these consoles, which are the biggest gaming consoles that we've seen in modern history. They take up a lot of space. And so IKEA has made it easier to shop for furniture to accommodate those. So now you can actually see what your gaming system will look like and how it can be incorporated seamlessly into your den, furniture, living room, wherever you have your gaming system. So it's actually pretty helpful, and a lot of people have been responding well on social media saying, you know, I was going to bring a mock size myself, but IKEA has made it a lot easier for us. So PlayStation 5 is the new one, Xbox Series X. Those are the two big ones that are on back order currently. But even PlayStation 4 is a larger console, so it's you have to have the furniture to fit with your gaming.
All right, number four, we go to Discovery Plus.
Yeah, Discovery Plus launched this week. No one noticed, so we're here to tell you that it's there. This is, of course, the streaming service from the Discovery Channel, what used to be the Discovery Channel. It launched immediately on Amazon's Fire TVs, on Roku. 46 million viewers on Roku are now watching things like 90 Day Fiancé and the hotly anticipated, until this week happened, Chip and Joanna Gaines, the former hosts of Fixer Upper, that whole series. They are now on this new service from Discovery Plus, and they have their own network, the Magnolia Network. So yeah, people were excited about that. This is about $4.99 a month if you want to sit through ads, and for the ad-free version, it's $7 a month.
All right, number three on our list as we work our way to number one is a focus on Venmo doing something new.
Yeah, so 68% of Americans have received their $600 stimulus check already. If you are receiving a paper check, the Venmo app, which is owned by PayPal, has launched a check cashing feature for both Android and iPhone, and it is for the cash a check feature will allow you to deposit your stimulus check into your Venmo account, and they're not charging a service fee. So they're waiving all the fees, and it's just for the stimulus check, but it certainly does make life a little bit easier if you use Venmo as your banking app. They've partnered with First Century Bank and Ingo Money, and so that's how they're providing all the check cashing services through the PayPal app.
All right. Number two, Dell has something new.
Yeah, so it looks like people are going to be working from home for a while, and Dell is really banking on that. They are launching three new monitors in February, and all of them will come with a dedicated Microsoft Teams button. Microsoft Teams, if you haven't used it, it is essentially, it's like Zoom, but it's more all-encompassing with calendars that are all, it's all connected. So I have friends who are teachers, and they use Microsoft Teams as their way of communicating. A lot of companies are now using that instead of Zoom. They're actually keeping everything in-house. You can share documents. You can share, you know, Google Drive. There's a lot of stuff on it that's really useful. And so these new three monitors in different sizes, there's a 24-inch that will launch for $520, a 27-inch that's $720, and a curved 34-inch will be $1,149. They're all going to launch on February 16th, and the new feature with this is that one button gets you launched onto Microsoft Teams. So for people who are on teleconferencing all day long, this is going to be something that's really useful, and I would imagine that that a lot of companies are going to start buying these monitors to send to their workers from home because, you know, like I said, everybody's banking on people still being at home and not in the office for at least the first half of this year.
Number one, focus on Windows and the Windows 10 taskbar.
Yep, so Windows 10 got a big update this week. Again, no one noticed. But Microsoft made a big change to the taskbar to make things easier to access. So now you've got news and weather all on your start menu instead of having to open and go through multiple layers of things. Microsoft News Network gathers news from 4,500 sources. So everything will be right there on your taskbar. It makes it a lot easier.
All right, there they are. Top five items from the world of connection and technology. Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.